I would share some concern about the amount of land that's been zoned, but there's landowners and property developers out there that has a passion for building houses. We have a scarcity of houses nationally. We had an announcement from the minister that county development plans that's already done may be revisited to increase the amount of housing that's going to be allowed under them. So, like, we have definitely approved enough land for building, and maybe it's going to fit in with the minister's thinking. And when our plan goes to the planning regulator, maybe he's going to be happy with it in light of the minister's announcement.
Yeah, because it sounds like it could be a little bit ambitious, but it sounds like you're saying it has to be, because that's the need right now. It's the big demand.
That's the demand right now. And we see the inflation in house prices, and that has come from a scarcity. We have Sligo Town is a designated growth centre, so we're going to need more industry, and people will need houses to live in that comes to work in those industries. So it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. Do you start to provide the houses before the industry comes, or do you have people in a situation when they move with their firm that they can't get housing accommodation? Like, we have an ATU, and that's going to bring a lot of extra students. There's a crisis in student accommodation now. So I think all those things can be addressed over time if you have enough land zoned. But you don't want to have too much land zoned, or you don't want to have sites zoned that isn't going to be suitable for building on, because you create an expectation, then you put the landowner or the developer to a lot of expense, and they discover at the end of it that the site isn't suitable. So as elected representatives, we have to be careful what we do, and we have to ensure we make good decisions. So when it comes back the next day, we'll have a chance to revisit all the decisions we made today.